Good evening, folks. This is the 10 Dozen Minutes of Game Talk with Mr. Spellhead and friends. Tonight, my friends include my left hand, my right hand, both lips, and a couple of nipples. That's what I've got with me today. Looks like Xenophobe's out sick tonight, so yeah, I think you were sleeping when I got here, and I didn't want to bug you. But I can fly solo. It's all good. And it's all in fun. What I'm going to need for that, though, is to have the question page open. And there it is. All right. So, as long as Xenophobe agrees to not infect me with whatever virus he has, then he's welcome to sleep through the show. So, let's see what we get. Buffcore Phil informs us that Asymmetric Archives S Podcast is linked in a topic in the forums. Somebody else is running a more current podcast, it looks like. So, let's see. I'll drop that link into radio chat. And you may use that to get an archive of the show as a podcast. You can also just go to jickshow.asymmetric.net. And that is where all of the stores, the shows that we've done so far, are stored. All the way back into the really shitty early shows back in November of 2004. And they're separated between Monday shows and Thursday shows. It's absolutely beautiful. Right now we're up to, last week is posted. So you are welcome to download them. That's kind of funny. Fusuban says, left and right hand is normal, but if I could do that with my lips, I'd never leave the house. I wasn't talking about anything sexual here. My left and right hands are helping me type, and my lips and mouth, throat, and larynx are helping me talk. Because without them, I usually don't get very much said. But yep, every single show we ever had is archived at jickshow.asymmetric.net. You're welcome to read them there. Next week, I'll probably be joined again by Mrs. Skullhead and Slania. Slania is currently out Connecticut way, and Mrs. Skullhead has homework due, so she's doing homework tonight instead of the show. All right, so let's see. Luke Al Carrera says, will you guys ever make a Tiny Plastic Series 2? That's something that we addressed on the show last 2 weeks ago. But the real-life Tiny Plastics will definitely do more of those, provided that the ones we made now sell fairly quickly. So the best way to make sure that we get a Series 2 of Tiny Plastics is to buy some Tiny Plastics from the KOL store. The other thing, the Tiny Plastic Series 2 in-game, maybe. The problem with that is trying to come up with something interesting for them to do, because they need to have like little bonuses, and it's just not something that's been a priority. Once NS13 rolls out, we can focus more on the small stuff. Let's see, Apocalypse Throhab says, kite plus skeleton key equals question mark? Equals Benjamin Franklin, of course. Haven't you found the Benjamin Franklin Easter egg? Haha. Waterboo says, how much do I need to bribe you guys to make me a custom item? $1,000? No amount of bribe would be sufficient for us to make somebody a custom item. Either we give one to you or we don't. And usually we don't. Enter the Wumpus says, has anyone ever complained that you keep adding stuff to a donation item, the Grimoire? No, people complain when we don't, though. So, we keep adding to it. And the Grimoire is something that I was impressed with the way that it sold for what's basically a joke item. A lot of people bought it, and a lot of people enjoy it, and we want to thank them for that, because it's not really something that shaves turns off your Ascension run. Let's see. Disco Lord says, I'll have to send you this immense hairy gorilla I got from a kind egg. Maybe. I'll have to send you this immense hairy gorilla I got from a kinda egg. Maybe a Kinder egg? An immense hairy gorilla? Disco Lord, you don't know what words mean. Let's see. Wiki Kiki Taco says, Transformers, huh? My brother-in-law is going to watch it all day. This is the car I just bought from him. Look at the back window. And she sends me a picture of a car with an Autobot logo in the back window. But if it doesn't transform, then that's no fun at all. Transformers, July 4th. That should be fun. Grindhouse coming out too, which is going to be most excellent. That's April 6th. Those of you wanting to get your exploitation film on before then are encouraged to go see Black Snake Moan, which kicked all kinds of ass. Let's see. Apocalypse Throb says, it seems to me there should be a shirt that is simply luxurious chest hair. No, it shouldn't. Me and Mrs. Gull had watched the most horrible movie I've seen in a long time last night. It was called Exotica, and starred Mia Kirshner of Crow 2 fame. Not another teen movie fame. I guess fame is kind of a loose term there. But so it's this movie that was made in the late or early 90s, I think, starring Mia Kirshner as a stripper who works at a club called Exotica. And unfortunately, it turned out to have the most infuriating dialogue I've ever heard. And Mia Kirshner never took her clothes off. She would come out in a schoolgirl outfit, dance around, do some sign language and some interpretive dance, and occasionally unbutton her shirt and pull up her skirt to about thigh level. Meanwhile, naked women were gyrating all around her, but that doesn't count. Here's the Exotica, if I can get a quote, because you wouldn't believe. Let's see, 1994 is when it came out. And I'm thinking of this because it starred a guy with some of the thickest and most impressive chest hair I've ever seen. Don McKellar is the dude's name, and he really did seem like he was wearing a sweater when they took off his clothes. They actually made a joke about it. Like, oh, it looks like a sweater. Okay, Zoe, what's this thing about Eric calling you a sassy piece of jailbait? Christina, what's this thing? Zoe, it bothers me. Christina, why? Zoe, it makes you out like a child or something. It's just not the way anybody talks. Christina, do you have a lot of friends? Eric, not really. Christina, do you ever wish you did? Eric, yeah. Christina, when? Eric, well, like now, for instance. Christina, why? Eric, well, I just met you, and I feel like telling somebody about it. It's the weirdest, like, yeah. I mean, for the rest of the night, I was like, hey, honey, do you want some dinner? What makes you think about dinner? Well, I'm hungry. When are you hungry? Later. No, now I'm hungry. Wow. So, if you ever want to waste an hour and 45 minutes of your life, oh my god. It won EVN Award, Golden Palm, Critics Award, Genie Awards, fucking Candidate, Independent Spirit Awards. It's horrible. It was one of those movies where it seems like everything's supposed to be all symbolic and deep, and really it's just a bunch of random people doing stuff, and it never actually resolves into anything. I mean, this is the guy who made The Sweet Hereafter, the director, and I have no idea how the hell this movie ended up being made. Who wrote the fucking script? He wrote it, too. He thinks people talk like that. Anyway, okay, I'm done with that. Moving on, sorry about that, but I was just thinking of the luxurious chest hair on the one of the leads from Exotica, which you should never, ever see. Max Vance says, I think you should get temporary blindness from the Knob Goblin Very Mad Scientist when he hits you with a concentrated blast of science. Science. There are enough blinded Mio science jokes in there. I think we're okay. Why are people asking questions twice today? Something's wrong here. For example, Noob says, if WOW didn't exist, what video game would eat up most of your time? And then asks it again. I don't play World of Warcraft, so if it didn't exist, the only way I would notice is I would see more of Jim and Xenophobe, sorry, and hear more from Jick. That's about it. If the Nintendo Wii didn't exist, I would probably have a lot more free time. Protoss89 says, hey guys, Hey, guys. I'm planning a trip to the UK sometime in May for my graduation. Any suggestions on where to go, what to see? Definitely go to the London Aquarium. That was groovy. Go ride the London Eye. You gotta do that. What else did we do that was fun? Go see We Will Rock You. And those are my three suggestions. London Eye, London Aquarium, We Will Rock You. And you should also do what we didn't do and go up onto the Tower Bridge and take the tour. Because we kept sleeping until noon and getting up and getting out of the house at 2. Schofield says, hey, the other day I was joking around about future familiars and came up with Bipolar Bear. What do you think of it? I think the Tick beat you by about 10 years to that idea, and we on the radio show beat you to it by about 3 weeks. Or 3 months, maybe 3 years. I don't know. We've definitely been doing that. Perifert says a heart of glass would be a great, hilarious object. Well, see, once I had love, and it was a gas, but then I found out I had a heart of glass. And that's about all I know about that song, so, yeah, screw that. Let's see, Gore Black says, what does the head on fire ass-catching effect do? You'll have to figure that out. Tommy Tom says, it's an urban legend that MRI will cause a tattoo to explode. Let us test that theory at Snopes.com. S-N-O-P-S. Your E-S-N-O-P-E-S. There we go. Yes, so Snopes is a great resource for people wondering about these urban legends. And it's also a resource that anybody who's about to post something on MySpace should check. If you're worried that they're going to be euthanizing puppies in California, for example, you should check that out. If you're worried that Congress is about to pass a law that's going to cut all funding for PBS, you should check Snopes. Anytime you get something in a MySpace bulletin or hear kind of a rumor going around an email, please do check it out on Snopes before you post it, because if I see it, I'm going to beat you with a stick. Let's see, we're looking at MRIs and tattoos. Some tattoo inks, says Snopes, contain metal fibers such as iron oxide, which can cause intense skin burning and swelling during MRI procedures, and some radiology departments are refusing to perform these scans on patients who have tattoos. Everyone I know has had no problem at all getting an MRI with a tattoo. So I'm guessing if the tattoo people knew that there was a problem with the tattoo ink, they have probably changed that by now. The Goose is making fun of me for saying groovy. Groovy so far outdates me that I feel like I can say it. People 20 years before I was born were saying, 15 years before I was born were saying groovy. So I'm taking it back, just like Porch Monkey. LSK says, well, hey, actually we have some other things. Orange Person says a trophy for visiting the trophy hut with less than 10,000 meat to your name. Yes, but only if you could buy it right then for 10,000 meat, so nobody could ever get it. Young Yellowstone says, Conctitis is the worst thing ever added to this game. It is infuriating, makes me want to throw things. Thanks a lot. Saucer says, Conctitis is way, way, way too strong. I just canceled 8 actions in a row that got me killed in the next combat. If you get one of those effects, you're going to have to figure out how to cure yourself before you play again. Imagine, if you will, that the game had always been set up the way it is now. Like a new person entering the game, getting these effects from monsters all the way through, and figuring out that sometimes you're going to get the shit kicked out of you in battle, is going to come up with strategies to counter that. Stop playing your old strategies when the game changes. Find a new strategy. It's still not a hard game. It's entirely possible to beat, especially because those two negative effects, Conctitis was one that people were complaining about, and temporary amnesia, those effects are easily countered by the soft green echo eye drop antidote, which drops in the airship, which is where you get the first of those effects, so you should really be able to handle them. Quit whining. Play the game. Now, Walla Walla 23 says, how about an option that lets your friends get a small discount at your store? Just trade privately with your friends. I don't know, that's actually a pretty good idea. Let's see, Jake's probably going to listen to this later, so Jake, I support Walla Walla's 23's idea about friends getting a small discount at your store. It's kind of groovy. Joy asks for a Grimmicite outfit. Wow. That's something that I don't think we can do, simply because it would lead to so many people trading that stuff back and forth to try and get the tattoos, so, you know, the costume rentals that happen. And so many people would get ripped off because there are so few of those. And, yeah, I think that would open a whole can of worms. I don't think we should do that. Let's see. Hogulus' questions are great, but a little too long for me to read while I'm doing this. I know, Hogulus, though, that Jick is keeping an eye on your questions. It's probably a good idea to send those to the K-mail. Jick, now that you're actually playing the game, says Hogulus, though, I can only imagine the Tuesday updates. It's Tuesday, that adventure where a pirate gives you drunkenness has been replaced with an adventure involving that same pirate being crucified. God fucking damn it. Yeah, if I were Jick and playing this game, I would have eliminated the Moxie classes by now. So it's a good thing that I'm not as powerful as Jick. We'll see. Let's see. And Naked Jew says, for your edification and the edification of listeners everywhere who will know that I'm cool and awesome, 'twas I who suggested the man in the rowboat hole in the sky monster. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think because penises are just kind of inherently funny, it's okay to play around with penis slang, like the hole in the sky, for example. Since vaginas are mysterious and not at all funny, it's just not okay to make fun of vaginas. So, yeah, I'm not sure why that is, but I am sure that that is. Present says, I think I once heard Jick say he wouldn't put in more gift shop items. Why not? They'd be a great way to give hearts a shareable fun reward for being frequent ascenders. The reason why that Jick has said that in the past is because we had a really hard time coming up with the initial 12 or 11 gift shop items. So now that we have those items and it took so long to come up with them, it's kind of tricky to think about, like, instead of doing some of the things that we should probably be doing today, we should sit around and come up with more gift shop stuff. It was the flowers and the cakes and the balloons. We just kind of ran out of funny on there. I mean, I would support a little more variety in the gift shop, for sure. But that's probably going to be way down on the totem pole. Let's see. Discworldian says banana peel plus ram horn should give a banana ram. Or a banana rama. That'd be excellent. Tripwood says, how about a spade chat channel for dedicated spaders to congregate? I think that'd be very useful. No. The spaders seem to, you know, James and all of the other ones, seem to congregate in the forums. And that's about the only place I can handle them. Let's see. What was the Thursday show about? There's all this vagina slang in here. Breakfast of Champions. Yeesh. Oatgansy says, if you need more female hole in the sky monsters, just listen to that one song by the Bloodhound Gang. It's called Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo. Let's see. Ham Wallet Lap Rocket. Gut Locker. Pudding Hatch. Squish Mitten. Yippee Bog. Fiddle Cove. No thanks. No, none of those are fun. For some reason, like, John Thomas or Junk or Burrowing Bishop, you know, none of those seem as dirty as, like, Spam Purse. Maybe it's because the female ones are so much more descriptive. I'm not sure, but it sounds dirty. I don't know why. Dirtier than penis slang, I guess. Very strange to me. Death by Nochi says, thanks so much for extending Sneaky Beats Day for those who missed it. Any chance of a new or different item to discover? Maybe a cheesy double beer can drinking hat. Oh, wait till you see them. That won't be part of Sneaky Pete's Day, though. This one kind of snuck up on us. The next calendar one, I think, it should be time to retire the glow sticks and do something else. It's just, it just requires us to know, not know, but understand a little further in advance that St. Sneaky Pete's Day is coming. Usually what happens is somebody says, dude, Sneaky Pete is in 2 weeks, and we'll be like, okay. And then they'll say, dude, it's in a week, and we'll be like, oh, okay. And then they'll say, dude, it's tomorrow, and we'll go, oh, shit, it's tomorrow? Yeah. Sad. Nicodemus says, Nuthack Mind Flayers inflict amnesia. Why not do that in KOL now that the effect exists? Also, half-eaten brain. I don't know, maybe a lower power version of that temporary amnesia because they're a lower power zone. So, you know, like, selective amnesia, where it just fires 50% of the time or something. Ah, okay, so Enter the Wumpus informs me that on Thursday, Jick was talking about making a female version of the Hole in the Sky. I don't know if we want to stretch gender equality that long. I mean, for a female Hole in the Sky, we already have the Astral Gash, which definitely resembles that piece of anatomy, as does the York Chasm. Let's see. What's Apple Person says, why do the cargo shorts decrease mysticality, narratively that is? Because in the cosmology of Kingdom of Loathing, the hippies are a mystical race who are not very noxious. They smell bad, you know, but they're in tune with mysticality. Frat boys are very noxious and not particularly mystical. They are they're far more interested in getting drunk and getting crunk than they are in delving into the mysteries of the universe. So those two forces, which are diametrically opposed, dictate what their gear does. I hope that makes sense. Somebody's going to tell me that I'm wrong about that, but that's okay. LOTE says, hey, you should be able to equip a ranged and melee weapon, just only attack with one at a time, like a gun with a bayonet. Huh. That's an interesting idea. We'll look into it. Sure. Madeline says, are there any super likely non-combats? If not, can one possibly be implemented without extra coding work? There are tons of super likely non-combats. Oh, he says, crap, I actually mean combats. I don't think there are any super likely combats. There are super unlikely combats, but I'm not going to tell you about those. Mask of Noob asks, could you make an option for clan leaders to send out clan messages to everyone in the clan so they don't have to individually K-mail everyone? No, we don't want to make it so that you can send out K-mail to everyone in your clan, especially because there are clans that have thousands of members. So the way we're going to fix that, you will see possibly tomorrow. We're going to do a much needed upgrade to the clan message board. And right now, that's the place that you should be using to communicate with your whole clan. That's not a particularly good place to communicate with your own clan. So we're going to fix that. We're going to kick it up a notch or two. St. Nick says, how about just throwing some recipes into the system without telling us? It'd be like a scavenger hunt. We do that all the time. Most of them nobody ever finds. Ikpundu says, you should make those cherry-soaked and liquor things a part of the game. Food that gets drunk and is sweet. Maybe this Christmas we'll do brandy-filled chocolate-covered cherries. Because those are tasty, as opposed to the Everclear-soaked cherries, which are not tasty at all. Oatgan says, got any advice for one of my friends who is being advanced on by a girl only 3 years younger, 16, but an emotional age of about 9. So either your friend's 19 and the girl's 16, or your friend's 16 and the girl's 13. Either way, your friend should run! Run. Run far, far away. Please. Let's see. Parafert says, what's a tchotchke? It's the same thing as a knickknack, or a thing of a bob. You know, like, the crap on the shelves in your grandma's house. Tchotchkes. Bobble-hipped hula doll tchotchke. Tiki paperweight, you know. Cheap crap that you buy. Tourist traps don't really do anything. Inferno Hero says, I agree with Lai, iTunes is the devil's music app, and continues to make some points. Let us refute them one by one. First off, you can only put one song into it at a time. That is incorrect. You can put entire folders in, and even your entire music collection at one time. I mean, dude, there's add file and there's add folder. There's also add file, and you can pick multiple files and add them. So, you're just wrong about that. He says, also, if you touch your music and move it, say just switching it with another program, iTunes seems to have lost it and cannot find it. That is true, and that sucks. The only way to get around that is to re-add the songs to iTunes that you lost. And I really think iTunes should be checking for songs when you open folders. Now, the other way to do that is only move your songs around in iTunes. There you go. Plus, like Jake said, its default way to work with your iPod is to delete all of your music and sync it without asking you to the computer you're on. That is also not true. It, when you hook up an iPod, it asks if you want to sync it, and you say no. And then it goes, okay, and off you go. So, no, your iTunes complaints are not valid. The people who complain the most about iTunes are people like Jake, who don't tag their fucking MP3s, and so, like, iTunes stores them all in weird places, like, because it stores them in the way that they're tagged, and you gotta tag them if you want them to work right. Or there are people who just don't understand how the system works, like Inferno Hero. It's a beautiful thing. It's a database that allows you to, it's searchable and customizable and really nice piece of software, and the best thing for playing and organizing a giant collection of music like mine that I've seen. I'm just figuring out new ways to organize my music with the way that iTunes works. So, you know, I'm on the learning curve, but that's the thing. It has all this functionality that you can use to do useful things. So iTunes rocks, and you're wrong. Wallawalla23 says, did you have any siblings growing up? Yep, I have a little sister who's 2 years younger and an older sister, or a little sister is 7 years younger and an older sister who's 2 years older. And they're both hot, and no, you can't have them. Let's see. Skelly says, Hog du Laz. Since you'll be running this next show, and you're more the community-minded type, I figure you're the better person to ask for this. How would you feel about implementing a soft delete functionality? It's just that there are certain people who I find to be quite annoying in general chat, and thus I don't want to see their messages there, but I haven't written them off, so I don't want to block their PMs to me or their access to my mall store. Just that while certain people might be a bit annoying at times, the ones I'm thinking of are nice people in general, and I don't want to cut off communication with them forever and totally. On a related note, how would you feel about a reverse delete function? That is, the people you'd put on the reverse delete list wouldn't be able to see anything you say. That's kind of interesting, actually. The reverse delete, where you just... the TLAB command, which would make it so that the person you selected can't see your chat. An interesting idea, Hogulus. That whole soft delete thing, I don't know. So you're talking about just not seeing what they say in chat? Maybe a slash mute command would be useful, if there's demand for it. We'll run that by the rest of the team. Let's see, he also says, how about a stuff-to-do subsection of the quest log that reminds you of the stuff like the Spanish Fly quest that technically never gets completed, but also technically is a quest. No. Quest log is mainly for stuff that you have to do. A Naked Jew says, also, why don't 10-leaf clovers disappear in a puff of smoke in an unceremonious way? They should. The funny thing is, at the bottom of every clover adventure, we typed, your 10-leaf clover disappears in a puff of smoke. We didn't have that as part of the hard code for how the adventures work. So we'd have to go change them all manually, and maybe make it part of the hard code. Yeah, maybe someday. Flying Llama says, are there any plans to make familiars that burn stats in exchange for better effects? I don't think anybody would use a familiar that burns stats, given that the most popular familiars are the ones that raise stats per adventure. I really can't see people using a familiar that permanently takes stats away from you. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that. One second, I just have to kill Xenophobe's cat. Xenophobe's cat, I get to. Fuck off, go elsewhere. You, go somewhere. It's not here. Animal is a menace. Menace. It's a phantom menace. Okay, Fineldar needs therapy. You guys should do the show while having sex sometime. Not with each other, with your wives. And maybe Riff and Xenophobe should join in. No, with some hookers or something, not with you guys. Oh yeah, I forgot, Riff is scared of girls and something else that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, that would be great. What? What? Oh yeah. If 17 ball does drop from a poltergeist, does it drop from the regular one with ultra-rare drop rate, or just a super uncommon drop rate, or does it drop from a special poltergeist? Wouldn't you like to know? Madeline says, the towel in the bathroom should only show up after you spend exactly 42 turns in the bathroom. How do you know it doesn't? Well, probably you can tell. But, let's see. Let me go get some more water, and I'll play a little music for you, and be back in 5 minutes.
The storm. concert. Who's on WLSD? And she says that the scene isn't what it's been, and she's thinking of going home. That it's old and it's totally over now, and it's old and it's over now, and it's over, it's over now. I can see myself at the end. When the road disappears, if there's any more people around, when the tour runs aground. And
okay, so now people should be able to hear me on both streams. It's always fun when the internet at the office for my internet job gets all screwed up. Always a good time to be had by all and sundry. So, okay, hey, we're back on the air. You probably missed everything I said in the past 5 minutes, so let me go through it again. Or at least the good ones. Let's see. Fineldar wants some eagle-loathing baby doll shirts in the store so that hot chicks will buy them and wear them. So we actually did make some Kingdom of Loathing women's underwear. Because we had the thong in the cafe press store, simply because that was one of the options. We thought that was kind of funny. So I asked most of the women in harem what they would like for underwear, and they said the boy short style underwear. So we got some, and Jake was like, I don't like women, and I don't want them to wear underwear. And nobody wears those stupid boy shorts. And I said, everybody wears them. He's like, maybe your freaky friends do. And, you know, we argued about that for a while. And then we ordered them, and we printed them, and we discovered that the sizes were incredibly small compared to normal underwear. Like, if you wore a small, you would wear a large in them. So then Jake decided that he really didn't want them to be in the store either. So we have maybe 25 of each size of the KOL underwear, and we're going to do something with them. Maybe put them in a bonfire or something. But, yeah, so our foray into hot female clothing really didn't go very well, but women can always buy the shirts just a size smaller, and they can cut the neck out and go all flash dance style with them. That would be kind of hot. Haplo says only small women wear boy shorts, and that is not at all true. Women of every body type and age, well, from 40 down to 18 that I talked to wore boy shorts and wanted them. And Jake didn't believe it. He got a little uncomfortable with the sexuality combined with KOL, so we're not going to be selling them in the store ever at all anymore. It didn't help that the sizes were all screwed up. But, let's see, Enemy Lasagna says, if none may know the hour of the coming and going of the Pickle Factory, does that mean it may be staying longer than expected? Yes, absolutely. Well, it depends on how long you expect it to stay. So, Enemy Lasagna says, will the new Naughty Sorceress have new tricks in her chamber? Maybe, maybe not. Probably not. I don't know if we're gonna be doing anything more with that fight. I think we should do a little revamping of the tower, especially the riddles. They're not so great. Nikki Drew says, why are you on already? Weren't you supposed to start 10 minutes from now? No. We had daylight savings time early. So I made the switch over and I started my show an hour early. So that it would appear to be the same time to everyone who was moving daylight savings time. Which is weird because I know Naked Jew is in the United States. So Naked Jew is a place where the time did change. So I don't know what's up with Naked Jew. What's up with you? Let's see. Moob says, hi guys, would it be possible to add / Spartans to the list of chat functions, much in the way of / Romans of Friends? No. It wouldn't be possible. We could try, but we would fail. Armax says, hi, I care to remind the good people of Loathing that my film Burning Annie is coming out on DVD today, 7 years in the making, and now available at Best Buy, Amazon, Walmart, etc. That is awesome. Congratulations, Armax. Armax film Burning Annie is coming out on DVD today, and Armax film Burning Annie is a sweet, sensitive coming-of-age comedy. Certainly better than several films of that nature that I've seen in theaters, and it certainly deserves your recognition. It also stars a couple of decently known people, Gary Lundy from... somebody from Office Space is in it. Let's go to IMDb, shall we? But it was produced by Armack, and he, I believe, helped write the script. And he's been trying to get the thing out on DVD for months and months. Yes, he is a co-writer and producer of the film, which stars such folks as Donnie Darko's best friend from Donnie Darko, a young lady who has appeared on Smallville, and in the films The Forsaken and Never Been Kissed, and a fella from Office Space. So it has some decent names in there. It's a very fun movie. I do recommend checking it out. You can get it for $15 at Amazon.com. It is the winner of several prizes, and I would tell you what they are, except I can't really see the printing on there. It's a sharp, witty script that Woody Allen himself would enjoy, says John David Schwartz of CBS Radio. So, yeah, check it out. It's good stuff. And if you ever wanted to watch people play GoldenEye on the big screen, this is your one chance, while making fun of Kevin Smith. Good stuff. Landreth says, so we have Zach, Josh, Jim, and Kevin. That would be Jick, me, Xenophobe, whose real name is Greta. And hot stuff, just to be fair, what is Riff's name? Riff goes by Riff. That is not the name on his birth certificate. That is, however, the name under which he does business. So he has no other name. Patanesca says, a baby procrastination giant familiar could be fun. It could give monsters you fight conctitis so they can't use special abilities. Then we would also have to make monsters have special abilities. You know what? Next month's item of the month should be a... familiar that does nothing except, or an item, say, that does nothing except counter conctitis and temporary amnesia. Maybe it could be a bottle of wine or a wambulance. Yeah, dude. Someone else says, what is the stinkiest food item you have ever eaten? I make a point not really to eat stinky food items, although I think garlic smells pretty horrible, in which case the garlic chicken I ate the other day would be horrible. Tommy Tom says, when you make your alternate feminine hole in the sky, you could replace the astronomer with Georgia O'Keeffe. We could be au courant and topical and replace the astronomer with a female astronaut who puts on adult diapers and drives to Florida to kill the girl with whom her boyfriend is cheating on her. But we probably won't. Hagula says, could you make the candy hearts and snow cones interzappable? No. That is a horrible idea, because part of the way that we control the power of the snow cones and the hearts is by the random chance of getting the colors. Hagula says, You can't equip a ranged weapon with a melee weapon in your offhand. Instead of making this message appear, should trying to do that simply unequip the offhand melee weapon and equip the ranged weapon you were trying to equip? No. Yeah, no. Because we don't want to automatically mess with people's equipment any more than we have to. The Pretender says, why do the ranged weapons get corroded weapon from the acid blob? You don't actually touch them with the weapon. Part of the weapon has to touch them. And then, you know, like a crossbow bolt? And then the corrosion spreads to the crossbow via osmosis. Yes. Ergo says, what's your favorite stuffed item from the claw? The hug phasers on the mechamech still make me giggle in an unnecessary fashion. Let's see. Of the things that come out of the claw, my favorite items are actually the KWE trading cards, because now, not only do they have hilarious writing from yours truly, they have, they're the only place you can see Sin's original artwork. Because, a bunch of bastard people complained about the artwork and But, yeah, so they're the only places you can see the, full-on 3D artwork that Sin did, so I really like those. iClub U says, it's not true that the do-nothing option is always the last one in Choice Adventures, because for Please Hammer, it's in the middle one. Well, that's the exception that proves the rule. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see, Foggy says, Riff, don't bother watching either Saw or the sequel. They're nowhere near any good. Don't worry, we won't. Let's see, Naked Jew says, oh, the radio schedule doesn't have our show adjusted for daylight savings time, so he figured that it would be on an hour early, but he was wrong. Wrong. Naked Juice says, I heard Sly and Jess saying they are fond of Tetris and similar games. I highly recommend the freeware Tetris game called Chromatris. It takes about an hour to get used to it, but it is extremely entertaining and fun. Chromatris. I'll make a note of it. So I fired up the, speaking of old games, Zlania, and I spent about 2 hours playing Puzzle Fighter Turbo the other day, which is quite possibly the best two-player puzzle game ever. And after that, my lovely wife reminded me of the game Bust a Move, and we spent several hours playing Bust a Move. We played Bust a Move well into the night, and it was great. MattG987 says, any plans for a familiar that provides elemental resistance rather than elemental damage? It's a decent idea. Maybe. Elemental, the nice thing about elemental stuff is it does give us the opportunity to do some more stuff like that. Crimbo Elfling wants more space in the Rumpus Room. No. The Rumpus Room is the size that it needs to be. Temporary Man suggests that the cemetery should open, or since the cemetery opens earlier than it did before, the Doc Galactic's quest should open at the same time, which is a valid point. Pinky the Bold says, I think something in the kingdom should be called Grog. It's not used enough or at all, except for the drink Grog and the Grog Teeny. So, we have, I think we got plenty of Grog. Yeast thanks us for the recent PvP-related updates. You're welcome. Cheese152 says, according to a wiki, Knob Goblin Firecrackers have 100% drop rate. Canlan has a 40% drop rate, and Spiderweb has a 30% drop rate. It seems unfair that SC and TT have an easier time of doing the Gord Quest bugger feature. That does not take into account the rate at which you encounter those monsters. So those numbers are a little skewed. Enemy Lasagna says, in the Palindome, if you get sunburned too often, you should get cancer. Last thing I want to put in this game is cancer. Well, that's the second to last thing. I don't know what the last thing is. I Like Cow says two things. First, how come the meat counter only changes at rollover? Because I like cows also. Second, when I donate, it doesn't automatically do it. Why? Possibly because you're not leaving the pop-up window open long enough. You have to wait for the, when you donate, a window will pop up with a PayPal button on it. Right. And you click the donate button. And it takes you to the PayPal payment information page, where you type in your donation amount and your PayPal information or your credit card or bank account information. I'm actually doing this right now. I'm donating $10 to Kingdom of Loathing, as should we all. You click the pay button, and it says you are now being redirected to Asymmetric Publications LLC. If you are not redirected within 10 seconds, click here. And you must wait for that page to load, which says, thank you for your donation, and it tells you your name, how much you donated, and status complete. And it says your transaction is complete, and your donation has been credited to your character. So, once, if you wait until you receive that message, then you will get your Mr. Accessory automatically. As, in fact, I just did. So that's all you gotta do. Just gotta wait until you get that thank you screen. There's some McCallum, Tim said, I'd be willing to pay a modest monthly subscription to have access to a secret server so I could go on from work. I think others would too. Any chance of this happening? No, because as soon as we did that, it would not be a secret anymore. We did, at one point, I confess, consider making it so that people could donate to play on a second, faster server. And then we decided that that wasn't the way we roll. Amanda's Lover says, now that enemies can status affect us, can you make it so that we can do the reverse and poison them or something? Status changing weapons / reducing armor would be cool. It would be cool. I think elemental damage takes that into account a little bit. And there are plenty of familiars that do those de-leveling, changing kind of stuff. But putting de-leveling into equipment would be interesting, because we've been so caught up with increasing monster level. It would be interesting to have something that decreased monster level. And the funny thing is, people would, the same people who love the increased monster level would hate that, and vice versa. DVMA Prison says, why aren't there any cans of whoop-ass in the game? You could open up a can of whoop-ass on your opponent. I like having that joke where it is, which is kind of on the periphery, where enemies, you know, they mail you your ass, they send you your ass, they open up a can of whoop-ass. I think that's better than having an actual item. Let's see. Yeah, I know. Sudo says, hello, Dick and Scully. We need a desktop daily calendar, KOL style, to put on our desk at work. Wouldn't that be cool to have? Every year that Kingdom of Loathing has been in existence, we've wanted to do a calendar. The first year I wanted to do a Girls of Loathing calendar with pictures of female players. That got creepy real quick, and I had to stop. And the year after that, Cactus Jack says the Matic de-levels the monster. Thank you. That's Naked Jute. Naked Jute knows way too much about this game. We wanted to do a calendar every year. The first year I tried to do the Girls of Loathing thing, I was like, send me pictures of you. Not sexy, not naked, just, you know, just pictures. Get cute pictures. And no, it didn't work. Every year after that, we're like, we should do it. We should have, you know, like game art. Or the second year was fan art. Which is like, we'll do fan art calendar, and we'll have, like, little drawings in the margins, and we'll have big drawings. It'll be monthly calendar. It'll be awesome. And we failed. The next year, like, we should just do a daily calendar, and it should have all the Kingdom holidays on it, and we should totally do this, and it's just people who deal with deadlines the way we do are probably, sadly, never going to put out a calendar. Unless we put it out in November, or actually, unless we put it out in March for the year that it is. Like, we could put out, like, an April to April calendar, and we might be able to do it. But, of course, we'd start making our April to April calendar, and we'd fuck around and forget about it, and we'd end up releasing our April to April calendar in June. So what can we do? Let's see. Default says, why not have quest items go to the shelf in the display case on Ascension? Items cannot be moved or removed from the quest shelf. I think that a better way to deal with that would just be to have quest items disappear. That complete work says, is there a chance marriage will be included in the kingdom? No. Never. You can do your K-Wall marriages on the down low if you'd like, but we're not going to legitimatize them. Legitimatize? Legitimate them? Because, yeah, that's just no good. Boston Joe says, will there ever be a coconut bra? It could be a really cool shirt item that boosts up Moxie. You can make them by combining string and two coconuts. I'm slightly confused by that question. Did we never, ever put in the coconut bra? Legitimize, says Naked Jew. I should put Naked Jew on my show. Coconut bikini top. It's a shirt. It's public. It's in the database. It should be dropping in an adventure in the shore if you're female. Let's see. I'm not entirely sure how to go about seeing if it does. I'm sure a Naked Jew is about to tell me. Thank you, Naked Jew, for helping me out, by the way. I don't want it to seem like I'm making fun of you at all, because I'm certainly not. Let me go see if there are any out there. Also, coconut bikini top should be another... should have a reference to Hall of the Mountain King in its description. Hall of the Mountain King or Campsound Races or London Bridges. Because, you know, coconut bikini top, bikini top, bikini top. Yep. Cabra says, of the epic weapons really made with a huge rock, only the accordion thief one seems to really be worth the effort. Could the other epic weapons also get some kind of unique benefits? Yeah, they're going to be overhauled. King Bob suggests that we put in pineapples. That would just lead to pineapple butt sex. Mazapan says, I've been seeing so much stuff on television about Anna Nicole Smith. Do you think she was murdered by the CIA or the Mossad, as someone suggested? I think that people in the United States don't want news. But they do want 24-hour news channels. So they demand that their 24-hour news channel spend 22 of their hours on stuff that is not news. Anna Nicole Smith died. That's not news. She was strung out. Of course she was going to die. And yeah, I can't believe that people care about that at all. Especially because that was the same week that our good friend and KOL player Revenant passed away. It's like, why doesn't anybody care about him? He wasn't a dumb bitch, and yet he didn't get any CNN coverage. Maybe if he had been in Playgirl or something, he would have been. There are totally coconut bikini tops out there. In fact, there are over 7,000 of them. So, and a couple of people have 45 of them on their thing. They're for sale in the mall. So, sorry that I had to go through that whole process. You can get one for about 2,500 meat, man. I probably should have just looked at that first, but, you know. I wasn't sure that they had been ever rolled out. So, now I know. And now you know, and knowing's half the battle. Trinificus Maximus says, when you guys rolled out Ascension, did you expect all the speedrunning things that has developed since, and are you actually nerfing things for speeders, or are they all just whining? We are not intentionally nerfing things for speeders. Our goal is to make the game an entertaining experience, and we have a big picture of what we want the game to look like, which is different than what the game looks like now. So some of the changes that we put in do make people speedrun slower, But we kind of figure that if you're a speed ascender, that you would appreciate some variety. So, no, we never nerf it on purpose. And when we rolled out Ascension, I really didn't anticipate people... We did anticipate people maximizing, trying to go as fast as they can. We didn't expect people to be as fast as they are. It still amazes me that people can ascend in a day or 2 days. It's very weird. So, yeah, it's amazing. SpamFig9999 is not going to benefit from my... Yeah. He's not going to benefit from me telling him how to connect to the radio, so I don't know why I said that. Enemy Lasagna says, what do you think of a company called Rapes Co.? It actually exists. Well, I'm not here to make rape jokes. They're based in Europe, so I'm betting that's not the way it's pronounced. I do have a mini raper in my house, but it's just a small cheese grater. So, that's all. Let's see. Seriously, he says, can you make it so that the PvP message box thingy only appears if one has their hippie stone broken? Probably. We should do that for Seriously and everybody else. Okay, someone is sponsoring a contest for KOL Awful Erotic Fanfiction. That's awesome! Their sample goes a little something like this. Ms. Laney aside, after a long day of responding to the various complaints and requests that she was regularly inundated with, as she closed her eyes, she thought of Jick's smooth tentacle and of Skullhead's devilish charms. She moaned softly as she waited for them, dancing, panting delicately in the darkness. I am so reading all of these. Wait, one of our moderators of loathing locked the thread. All respect to the moderators of loathing, but I am sorry to override your authority, Voivod, and will never do it again, but I have to know how this turns out. Yeah, I have to know. There's no way that that contest can be disallowed. It just, it has to be. I'm sorry. I'm going to get so much shit from every single moderator, but I have to know. I mean, because they're making fun of awful fanfiction. So, you know, come on. It's good stuff. Feneldar says, because this game is about funny and some making fun of classic RPGs and other games, implement a marriage system that everyone keeps talking about, except make it a thing that only male characters can do, and have a grab your woman button. Yeah, people would love that. No, marriage just... I don't see any reason to do that in Kingdom. I mean, the main reason that we haven't, besides the fact that it's incredibly lame, is that if we gave a KOL married couple some kind of benefit, then people would just be making multis and marrying them for the in-game benefit. And if we didn't give them any benefit, then why would they do it? Daniel25 says we should make Fuzzy Dice do something. Yes, we should. We should allow you to play craps with someone in the casino with your fuzzy dice, and if you win, you get some meat. If you lose, you lose some meat, and either way, you lose your dice. That's not a bad idea. So I've been trying so hard to get people to not send Radio Bugbear questions about, like, what is Radio KOL? How do I get to the radio show? The messages I sent were, the Skullhead Show is coming up on Radio KOL. To listen to the radio, click on the radio link in your the top pane of your account. Please send your questions to Radio Bugbear. And, I've got, how do I listen to the radio? How do we get to Radio KOL? I told you! Although, there's no point in me making, you know, ranting about that to the people who do know how to listen to the radio, but it's what we gotta do. Belgarian 670 says, do you think you could ever arrange your stores into different shelves and sections, like having a food section, etc.? I think that would be really cool. That might be a good little store upgrade. Back in the day, I actually ran a clan store called the Sparkle Motion Bar and Grill, which it was in the days of before any of the food revamps, where the most powerful foods you could get were mushroom pizza, goat cheese pizza, and knob sausage pizza. So we had our whole clan farming items for the store, and we made tons of pizzas, and we made tons of extra spicy Bloody Marys, because those were the best. Those were the absolute best foods and drinks in the game. And our store survived all the way to the adding of the reagent potions and the pasta mancer dishes, because we had enough people that could cook the food. But after the chow mains were added, I just couldn't keep up with it anymore. And I had no idea what good foods were anymore, so I couldn't do it. But maybe at the end of this Ascension run, I'll open a store again, and people will buy stuff from me because it's my store. Lara, La Belle Dame Sans Merci, says, hi, do you know where I might find harem perfume? I used it once to fight the king, but it is worn off. I think you might find it in the harem. Perhaps. And later she says, lol, never mind. Good, good, good. Fenaldar says, I heard Jick isn't only going to be in England, he's going to be in Ireland and all over Europe. I know some Belgianese people I should send him to are my relatives. Awesome Farm and Pub in Ireland. I think he went to Belgium. He's done with Belgium. I'm not sure if he's going to Ireland or not, because he didn't give me his entire itinerary. Just enough for me to know where, when I won't be able to get a hold of him. Likal Korair said, would it be possible to add clan members to the pull-down contact list for things like messages, buffs, and gifts? No, again, because there are so many clans that have over 1,000 people, and loading that list would completely bork your game playing experience. Let's see. Feneldar says, will NS13 make stainless steel and plexiglass stuff better? I think it should. I'm not sure if it will. Did you guys take my idea to start over core? It's a neat idea, but kind of bad and hard. We have another take on that. So, see about it. But, yeah, you'll be happy. Enter the Wumpus says, I know your policy is usually to ignore eBay auctions to kill well merchandise, but links me to one that is selling Malbot code. Let's see. So, you have eBay doesn't want you to sell virtual property. However, they still have an option for shipping costs, free digital delivery information provided by the seller will be made available immediately upon payment. That's retarded. It has zero bids. So, I don't think we have to worry about it. Let's see. We have apparently the moderators did talk about this and decided that it fell under the no porn rule. I disagree, and I will let them know. Personally, I think that the erotic fan fiction contest should be allowed to move forward, provided the winning entries are posted off-site rather than in the forums. As long as the discussion in the forums is limited to PG-13 status, I see no reason for the contest to be removed. So, yeah, in the forums, under the contest thread, there's a awful erotica contest going on. And, yeah. So, let me reiterate that. Sorry, I have to keep typing and talking at the same time, and that's impossible for me. So, let's get back to the questions. Naked Juice says, hey, radio peoples, any chance you could play Red Rubber Ball tonight? There's an excellent chance that I could play Red Rubber Ball tonight. There's a good chance that I'm going to play it in the next 5 minutes. Naked Juice says, tell everyone, including Jick, that... He provided me with a Hebrew way to say, I don't know what words mean, which Jick always wants to hear, but some AOL turned part of it into some retarded smiley. So, yeah. Jick is collecting how to say I don't know what words mean in as many languages as possible. Oh, wait. It's like this. So, thank you, Naked Jew. And I'm sorry that instant message programs are lame. What combination of letters would look like a smiley with angel wings? Maybe a halo? Like a zero and a... I don't know. Oh, D-A-Y. No, O-D-A-Y, apparently, is how you make an angel in emoticons. Alright, so, Ani Loyode Yamashmaut Milim. I don't know what words mean. I have no idea how to talk Hebrew. I'm sorry. Naked Jew. Let's see. Let's go ahead and play Red Rubber Ball. Red Rubber Ball. I can't say Red Rubber Ball, but I can play it. And we'll be back in 5 minutes. Which, yeah, let's play a couple of songs, and then I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
I should have known that you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like your red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you, I'm just an ornament. Something for your pride.
There's a girl with a crown and a scepter who's on WLSD. And she says that the scene isn't what it's been, and she's thinking of going home. that it's old and it's totally over now, and it's old and it's over now, and it's over, it's over, it's over now. I can see myself at the end of the tour when the road disappears. If there's any more people around when the tour runs aground, and if you're still around, then we'll meet at the end of the tour. The engagements are booked through the end of the world, so we'll meet at the end of the tour. Driving themselves to distraction inside me. Then came a knock on the door, which was odd, and the picture abruptly changed at the end of the tour. When the road disappears, if there's any more people around, when the tour runs aground, and if you're still around, and the was the vehicle, these were the people. You opened the door and expelled all the people. This was the vehicle, these were the people. You opened the door and expelled all the people. This was the vehicle, these were the people. You let them go.
That's a little They Might Be Giants, the end of the tour. Before that, Red Rubber Ball, which is a song that I love, and I'm glad that Naked Juice suggested it. And more typing and talking, and yeah, you'd think I would have gotten that out of my system over that little break, but no. Let's see. Okay. Now, it looks like I have inadvertently given a lot of publicity to that contest, but I'm sorry, the erotic fanfiction contest just sounded too good to not let it go forward. But, well, that's not a precedent-setting ruling, so don't hurry to post your own erotic contest in our forums, because it ain't gonna happen. I just thought, you know, this one time, we'll do it. Durdrum says, the drunken, hungover, half-orc hobo is half-human as well. If so, that proves that humans and sorority orcs can interbreed. Mr. Skullhead wondered about that last month. That does prove that something in orcs can breed. I don't think he's specified as half-human. Actually, I'm pretty sure he's not. Let's see. Half-orc hobo. Nope. So they can breed with something. We're not sure what it is. Let's see. I reset the questions list. Now I gotta figure out where it was on the questions list. There we go. Oh, I got tons of new questions. Istanbul said, is xenophobe dying? No faster than the rest of us. Ketchupy Nugget says, who are you? I'm Mr. Skullhead. I'm one of the admins, co-creators of the game. I've written a metric fuck ton of content for the game, and I'm on the payroll. That's who I am. Finaldor says, update the fucking archives, damn it! The last one is from early February. That is not true. If you go to jickshow.asymmetric.net, you will see the archives for the show all the way up to last week. So, who are you to, with the stuff? Ketchupy Nugget says, are you a real person? No. Fineldar says, never mind, they're all magically there now. Fineldar discovered that little button on the top of his browser that has an arrow and a line to refresh. Stoatlad says, what are my nipples doing for the show? Standing at attention. That's what they're doing. Victoria Forte asks, when can we put quest items in the display cases again? As far as I know, never. But maybe. Twanky says, any chance of being able to unhatch familiars to remove underused ones from your terrarium? No. Part of the way that the rarity of Mr. Store familiars is enforced is with them not being able to be removed from terrariums. There are people who make a good KOL living trading in familiars in their larval form to the... So we would seriously mess up the economy if we did that. And we don't usually care about the economy, but something that major, we do care about. Nikaju says, did a bunch of my questions get read before I asked, why are you on already? And yes, they did. So you'll have to listen to the show. And he asks if I could send him the show via AIM, but rather than do that, I'm going to just make sure Greta posts it very quickly. Fred Levi says, since March came in with a lion, April needs to have a lamb familiar. That came a few days earlier, so March can go out on it. Actually, the lion is dressed in lambskin, so he is going out like a lamb, and he is definitely out. So, probably not. Because if you had a lion familiar and a lamb familiar, then the lion would be lying down with the lamb, and then it would be all biblical and stuff. And, yeah. Let's see. Chrono666 says, when will Jick start to make avatars that are more complicated with animation? I've had my avatars denied many times, even when they fit in the guidelines. If they fit in the guidelines, they would not get disallowed. As a general rule, animation does not get the go-ahead unless it's in a form that's all ready to be posted. Jick and Hot Stuff, as a general rule, don't do any animation for avatars. Enter the Wumpa says, are you a fan of the Spider-Man movies? If so, have you seen the trailer for the new one, and isn't it orgasmic? I thought the first Spider-Man movie was pretty good, except for a little goofy stuff with Willem Dafoe. I don't know why he had to get stabbed in the crotch with his little sky sled at the end. I thought that was a little silly. I thought the second one was horrible. I don't know why such a cool villain and such a cool actor came up with something that was incredibly ridiculous. I think part of it was having the tentacles have artificial intelligence and trying to give them personality. That it was just absurd. So I know the second one sucked ass, and I don't really care about the third one. I'll probably go see it, just because I want people to make comic book movies, ergo I give money to people who are making comic book movies, but I'm not that excited about seeing it. Fineldar fails to give me a link to his bumper sticker ideas. Watch Closely asks if we have seen 300. If so, what did we think? It was incredible. You should definitely go see it. But you probably had. But you probably already have. Blah, 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 blah. Enter the Wumpus says, have you ever seen the old comedy horror musical movie Nudist Colony of the Dead? No. My God. Why have I not seen it or heard of it? Are you messing with me, Enter the Wumpus? If IMDb doesn't have this, I'm going to be mad at you. No, it's true. Wow. Wow. And it's on DVD. Oh, I'm so Netflixing that. It's not on DVD. Sad, really. It's on VHS. VHS only. Yeah, maybe I'll BitTorrent it. See what we can do. That does sound like fun. I have seen Lord of the G-Strings. That was pretty fun. Fineldar says, why is it asymmetric.net but kingdomofliving.com? Because we never really thought asymmetric.net would make any money, and we kind of hoped that kingdomofliving.com would. Therefore, we made it a.com. Millicork says, any chance of making the Crimboing Future stuff an outfit? No. Since we didn't do that when it rolled out, probably will not. Excuse me. Watch Closely said, if someone donated a massive sum of money to the game enough to seriously mess with the economy, what would you guys do? We would probably offer to give them the give them their donation reward in gold Mr. Accessories, or you know, like a platinum Mr. Accessory or something, so that we wouldn't have a whole bunch of Mr. Accessories flooding the market. But it seems like if you were going to donate that much money solely to get Mr. Accessories to sell, you would have to know that you were shooting yourself in the foot if you flooded the market with them. So I'm not too concerned about that. Perifert says that we need to check out Dr. McNinja, and yes, we do. Mojotech wonders if Hank is ever going to be healed. And maybe. Mojotech asks for a trophy for getting to floor 1,000 of Fernsworthy's basement. Maybe. Mythbusters says Durdrum tested the tattoo rumor using a slab of pig with an iron-loaded tattoo. It's unsafe, but it doesn't explode and it wouldn't kill you. It would probably just hurt you. And so, that's all right. Wow. Chainsaw nunchucks. Goodness. Who's Colony of the Dead? You gotta be kidding me. There are only three left in stock. Dear God, no. That's beautiful. Okay, let's see. Fineldar says, why not a trophy for having all trophies? It is readily viewable, but all but grayed out. By all but grayed out, because they don't have all. Because it's impossible. There is a trophy for having all the trophies, but you don't have it because you don't have all the trophies. Fineldar asks if we ever go to the wiki and put in fake stuff or change stuff just to screw with players. No, but I do occasionally go in there and correct things that people are incorrect about. Like, people were arguing with Mick about Mick's Icy Vapor Hotness Rub, because she wrote in there, this item is a reference to me. And they wrote back, no, it's not. It's a reference to Vicks VapoRub. And I posted, yeah, actually it is. So what's wrong with you people? Let's see. Speculum has checked in, which is groovy, because I'm out of here in about 18 minutes. Punicron says, will there ever be an iClub Seals t-shirt in the store, or do I just have to buy a sticker and staple it to myself? I would recommend you buy a sticker and staple it to a shirt, rather than to yourself, because... wow. But the problem with new shirts is we have a huge, huge inventory of old shirts, and we need to get rid of some of those before we can order some more shirts. So the best way to make sure that we get more shirts is to order the existing shirts. We want to do two new designs before Comic-Con, and we have some pretty kick-ass ideas for them. Jick is a little bit leery of making shirts with words on them, because the shirts with just pictures on them have come out so cool. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Fineldar says, have you read T.S. Eliot's new book, Teenage Wasteland? Yeah, I'm amazed that he was going after a... he's so clearly pandering. Let's see. Joy says, what are the diamonds, hearts, spades, and clubs people keep talking about being? Those are... the results of a dude by the name of Bartle, which I should really just give me a second on that one, and I will tell you everything you ever wanted to know about the Bartle test. I really should know this off the top of my head, but I don't. So, all apologies there. Let's see. So, there's a gentleman named Richard Bartle, who was the co-author of MUD, the first multi-user dungeon. He's one of the pioneers of the massively multiplayer online game industry. He wrote an essay involving the types of personalities that you find in massively multiplayer online games. And those four, he compared the four of them to card suits and described them thusly. That diamonds are players who are concerned with things that are shiny. They want to have the best equipment. They want to have the nicest stuff. They'd rather have an exclusive item than be the most powerful player in the game. So diamonds are mostly concerned with being the best and brightest, having the best stuff, that kind of thing. Hearts are more concerned with the social aspects of the game. In KOL, that would mean they're there mostly to chat, that kind of thing. In KOL, a diamond would be there primarily to top the leaderboards, to collect all the ultra-rares, that kind of stuff. Hearts would be primarily concerned with chatting and with clans and with, you know, giving out buffs, that kind of thing. Spades are people who dig, like a spade digs. They're most interested in figuring out the underlying mechanics of the game. So those are the people who are posting the percentage drop rates and shit in the wiki. Clubs are people who like to beat other people up. They're mostly concerned with PvP, and they're usually really frustrated with our game. So that's who they are, Diamonds, Hearts, Spades, and Clubs. You can look up Roger Bartle if you would like more. There's also a KOL Bartle test, which you can find. It's the BARKOL test, and if you search for that, it'll pop up an actual little online test you can take. Bahu says, if the glow sticks are being retired, can we call in Compressor to break all the remaining glow sticks? Yes, but he will not dance. Let's see, we have suggestions, and people asking why does player name suck so much, which is kind of dumb. Invariel says, how about a new item, a ring of slow digestion that prevents your stomach from cleaning out overnight, but gives you extra additions, and that gives you extra adventures for your fullness. Interesting idea. Maybe. What is up with people? Stari Asuka. Why are you asking me... Why are you telling me that some dude sucks? I'm not interested in your drama. Unless this is an actual person. Some DDR playing dude, apparently. I can't really say whether he or not he sucks, and I don't know why you're asking me. Let's see. Finaldar says, I just dug up a 6-month-old history of loathing thing I wrote while really drunk. It's written in old school. HHIST. What? Finaldar, you are really drunk right now. Noxious Gas says, currently Thrustback doesn't work with ranged weapons. How about allowing this in the form of a low-powered pistol whip with the toy ray gun and the potato pistol? I think it was it's much easier to shoot somebody with a gun than run up and smack them with it. So, if you want to do thrust smack, get yourself a weapon with which you can thrust smack. Watch Closely says, which is better, the Illusionist or the Prestige? I prefer the Illusionist. Which is really funny, because Watch Closely is a tagline from The Prestige. I saw The Illusionist on a plane, so maybe I didn't get the best viewing of it, but it looked absolutely retarded to me. And as I watched it in disbelief at how bad it was. So, yeah, The Prestige was incredible. So it wins that competition, hands down. Gleeb says, here's a complaint about iTunes, it can't play WMAs. If you have your music in WMA format, I can't do anything for you. That is the worst format ever. Let's see. Sarge247 says, how about having a chat function that deletes someone until you log off or until rollover? You can do that yourself. Just not quite as easily. NC Sorcerer says, is there ever going to be a familiar that can sometimes take away drunkenness? No. The one time we tried to allow people to take away drunkenness and fullness, we shot ourselves in the foot. Ninja Thea says, could you add an option to remove skills from the skills page so I can stop choosing Moxie the Mariachi in place of Moxie's Madrigal? No, dude, you just gotta pay more attention. What's wrong with people? I'm getting some really stupid shit in here. Stop sending me stupid stuff. You're making the show stupid. It's your fault. Hagula says, do you have any control over whether the show gets uploaded at whatever time? No. What happens is Xenophobe has to do it, but he can only do it when Jick's logged in. If it's a day ending in Y, if the moons are properly aligned and the correct sacrifices to the proper gods are made. Apparently this is really hard to do, so I have no control over it. And hopefully it will be done soon. King Bob says, why have you not created a section in the inventory that has multi-use items in it? We did. If you click on use multi on any item, it will take you to a screen where you can use multi-use all of your items. Map Lover says, could you fix the spoiler filter in chat so that people can say my name? No, sorry. Very sorry about that. A Pickle 4321, doesn't the giant pinky ring already counteract those effects? Yes, yes it does. But there are people who don't know how to get it. And those people are complaining. Gleep Gloop says, will there ever be more events like the zombie event and the observatory? Both of those events were brought on by the need to adjust things in-game. The zombie event, because of, well, partially because of White Wednesday. And the observatory, because we need to sink some meat. So the next time we need to adjust the way that players interact with the game, you know, like getting rid of meat, getting rid of items, we will we'll come up with a cool new thing. Pickle 4321 says, do you have a Wii? What are your opinions on it? I do have a Wii, and my opinion is it's great. I do a lot of Wii bowling, and I don't know, I played all the way through Rayman, Raving Rabbids, that was great. Played all the way as far through Monkey Ball as I could. Monkey Ball was kind of disappointing because the other Monkey Ball titles were so much fun. And this one, just the difficulty level ramps up so fast that in about 2 hours of gameplay, I hit impossible. Legend of Zelda is being enjoyed currently by my wife. I don't know anything about it. To me, it's tedious. But she enjoys it. Elebits is really, really cool. But it makes me sick to my stomach somehow, just the way that the game's set up. So, and soon Mario Party, Mario Galaxy, and Smash Brothers. So yes, the Wii is awesome. Toast Slinger says, "How about plushies in the KO store? Some of them would make awesome real life stuffed animals." I know. We would love to do that. We've been thinking about how to make that happen. And it's difficult, because we want to do something that's sustainable. Like, Zlania could whip them up, but she has so much stuff to do, as well as, you know, adding something else to her schedule isn't really sustainable. So, we're kicking around some ideas for that. Let's see. Bryn23011 says, can you get a Mr. A and keep it until rollover, then sell it and still not get your account deleted? I believe so. The best way to ensure that your account won't get deleted is, of course, to buy something from Mr. Store with your Mr. Accessory. But donating and getting the Mr. Accessory in your account should set that flag. Fenaldar says, dear Mr. Skullhead, please do the Monday show alone more often. It's not as funny as you alone, but you get through questions faster. Don't go alone all the time, though. So more often, but not all the time. Got it. Bryn23011 says, can you use one Mr. A to not get your account deleted on more than one account? No. Pickle4321 says, I heard Xeno is sick. Any news on that? Yes, he's sick. Drabber says, could there be a way to see the total items of a type in play? For example, just to see how large a collection really is. There is a way, but we have to reserve that just for us, because it is very database intensive to find that. Watch Closely says, damn it, Sirik has said Sir Ick, not Sir C. He's been making fun of you guys for a long time. Well, I'm making fun of him, because that is totally not Sir Ick. I mean, how can we talk about the proper way to pronounce a completely made-up name? I mean, come on. Decline says that the Rapes Co. company is pronounced Rapesco, which makes sense. Bryn2301 says, no gay marriage, right? Oh, no. If we were to allow marriage in Kingdom of Loathing, it would be open to everyone, as marriage should be. So, if you don't think that gay marriage is something that should be allowed by the government, then you don't really understand the way government works. Lical Correr says, any chance of stainless steel shirts and plexiglass ponchos? That's tricky. Because we have six pieces of equipment, we have six pets, we have six character classes. It would be tricky to add another one in. I mean, I'm always about there being more shirts available, because I think that's a really unused skill. Let's see. So yeah, that would be very cool. Mojotech says, when NS13 and harder core rolls out, will that harder core prevent hardcore skills like hardcore prevent softcore skills? Oh, you have no idea. Doppelheathen says, would you mind if I ported Crack Rocks? No, port the fuck out of it. Port it to PSP, port it to Wii, port it wherever you want to port it, and send us links, because that's awesome. Not Argent says, speaking of the forums, how long on average does it take to get added? I try to register before Christmas, and I'm still waiting for my reply. I think you should probably try again, because it shouldn't take that long. Nezra says, why does the CMD only control the minds of monsters, and not the people of Loathing? Because that's the way it works. Elves and gnomes. Farfalla Aldente says, what is the average turnaround time for sending Mr. A's in return for the $10 donation? Are they being delayed due to our esteemed leader's vacation? No. If you donated by PayPal or with a credit card or anything but that Amazon thing, which doesn't work right now anyway, if you donated electronically, you should receive your Mr. A automatically and immediately. If you do not, you should send a message to Zlyania or to Jick, or to the bug report box, all of which go to the same place. And you should include your transaction ID, the amount, your name, your character name, and she will get it for you. Minigates sends, I don't know what words mean in Latin, so I'll definitely copy that. And let's see. I Speculum is waiting with bated breath. And he'll be taking the mic momentarily, but first, Death by Nochi says, instead of removing familiars from terrariums, since people could sell them, how about a terrarium trade system? Can you say you could trade your Mr. Store familiar with your friends? Still, no. The only way that we would allow you to take familiars out is to somehow kill them. So, you know, you take them out and they vanish. And that way you could clean up your terrarium, sure, but there's no way we're going to make larval items go back into circulation, because we would be lynched by an angry mob. Drabber says, why don't my questions get read? I just wanted to know if there could be a way to see the total items of the game. I totally read that. Mr. The Spark says, are there plans for a KOL convention in Cleveland? The only KOL convention that we plan is the one that takes place in Phoenix this year, September 16th through 18th, I believe. All of the other conventions that you hear about are arranged by KOL players just like you. So you can check the Kingdom Community Forums to see if there's one that's coming up in Cleveland. And if you don't see any that are coming up in your area, you should take the initiative and start one. Let's see, KWalCon 4. The dates for KWalCon 4 are officially September 14th through 16th. Friday night, we're going to go to Game Works. Saturday, we're going to have an outdoor barbecue during the day and a really interesting event that I can't talk about on Saturday night. And Sunday, you'll probably be hanging out on your own in the community forums. If you take a look in there, you'll see all the pertinent information. You can also find us on MySpace. Yep. Feneldar points out that iTunes can't play WMDs either, which is probably a good thing. Let's see. Sulbrick says, make him trade a full plexiglass or stainless set for the shirt. Yes, that's awesome. Oh, Naked Jew points out that if you donate through PayPal with an e-check, it does not do it immediately. That is true, because you have to wait for the e-check to clear. So if you donate with a e-check, you should probably message Lania just to make sure she gets it. And with that, I'm going to get the hell out of here. I will see you all in about 16 hours on my radio show, which is largely a music show and not a talking about the game show. So tune in there if you'd like to hear some good music. I may have some new stuff for you. And next week, hopefully, we'll have Slania and Jezzerfly / Mrs. Skullhead back in the office. For now, here is I Speculum. This is Mr. Skullhead saying fuck off.